This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's Mike Shope.
It's nothing you did.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's you, but you didn't cross me.
And the Bulldog.
Why did I choose? Why did I just stay in school?
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I can't let this wait. It's being told to me that instead of Harold Fannin, I referred to the Bowling Green tight end as Luther Fannin. So, you know, six letters and all. But that's my grandfather's name.
Which is?
Luther Fannin is my grandfather. My mom texted me, and she's like, I think I heard you say, you know, dad's name.
That's really his full name.
Yes, Luther, that's my Fannin? Grandfather's name.
Okay.
Not so Harold Luther. Fannin has been kind of fun, but I may have referred to the Bowling Green tight end as my grandfather, who, I mean, he's got the size. I don't know about athleticism at 93, but, you know, there's no perfect prospect. There's no perfect prospect, right, Sal? Sal, when are we going to talk about the schedule? Now?
I've been waiting this whole time.
I know.
For the,
and you've been so nice about
during
it.
The Roswell rollout, right? Remember we were talking about kickoff, tip-off?
Yep,
somebody said call it a rollout.
Sure.
Definitely.
Fine.
It's a kickoff party here, rollout, whatever you want to call it, for the ride for Roswell. That's where we are today on Show Up with the Bulldog. And I've been sitting here talking draft in the back of my head going, get to the schedule, darn it.
All right.
Get to the darn schedule,
Mike. I hate to be pushy. Okay, so do you want to start with your Rodgers thing?
Yeah, I do. I think this is really interesting. So the Steelers are the home team in Dublin, Ireland in 2025. We know that. The NFL has said that. It's confirmed. When that was announced, there were several reports that said the Packers were most likely going to be their opponent. But that was never confirmed. We are now probably 2 months or so, maybe more, since then. I have since, over the last month or so, I've alluded to this, I've heard rumors about the Bills being very much in the mix to be that team, for whatever reason. But no one seems to know, be able to confirm anything on this front. Here is where I think this gets interesting. I don't think the league wants to put Josh Allen against the Pittsburgh Steelers at 9:30 a.m. on a Sunday morning, when they could get way more traction out of that from a primetime game, a Black Friday game, a Thanksgiving game, whatever. However, I don't think that the NFL is going to put Aaron Rodgers against the Green Bay Packers
In Ireland.
In Ireland at 9:30 a.m., which gets me back to it would more likely be the Bills in that case if Aaron Rodgers signs with the Steelers.
It could be somebody else,
too. It could totally
be
somebody else.
Yes. Minnesota, Miami, Indianapolis, Seattle.
It's not going to be Miami. They're already going over somewhere else.
Cross that off, everybody. Minnesota, Indianapolis, Seattle.
Not going to be Indianapolis. They're already going over.
Minnesota, Seattle, or a division team. Or the Bills, or the Packers.
See, that's why I'm saying, and I had heard some rumors that the Bills were very much like in this mix to be the team going to Ireland.
You know what? The Steelers can stop it. They've become, they're the new Bears. Maybe the Bears are still the Bears. But, you know, for whatever, huge market in Chicago, the Steelers have this clout, this status as like, you're going to want to watch them in prime time. No, we don't. That's over. Even if it Rodgers makes it worse. Even if it is Rodgers. I'm put all their games on at 9:30 in the morning. Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
Put them all in every game they played. Fine. They don't need the edge there, but okay, so what do we do? Prime time week 1 is the traditional schedule discussion.
Sure.
Philadelphia will host. There's no baseball game or anything, is there? Philadelphia will host.
No.
Thursday night football, week 1. And there are good options here. As the Super Bowl winner, if I need to say it. Dallas, Giants, Washington. Giants, no. Dallas can always be the choice. Washington's great. NFC Championship, huge markets. Washington works. We had a AFC Championship rematch last year in that slot. Baltimore, Kansas City. So they've done that. Chicago, Denver, Detroit. Boy, this site, the NFL site, why do they, do it alphabetically? It doesn't even make sense. It's not alphabetical. It just happens to be by coincidence. Chicago and Detroit, the Rams, then Denver and Vegas from the AFC. Who do you like? Could it, Detroit make sense? Rams make sense? I doubt the Bears. Detroit, Rams, or Washington? Who do you want to put there?
I think Washington makes a ton of sense. But I did some research on this. Since they've gone to this Thursday night opener, it hasn't been a division game in like over a decade, I think.
Dallas Giants was it
yes.
once.
And it was 2011, 2012, somewhere in there. That
okay.
was it.
When the Giants won.
So they don't really put a division game there. So I'm going to kind of bank on that for a minute. I think the Rams are a very likely opponent. They played them in the playoffs. It's a rematch.
Are they good enough?
I don't know.
Devontae Adams.
Boy, the Bears would be super.
Detroit's great.
Yeah.
It can't be the Bears. You don't want it to be a game where the Eagles are favored by more than a touchdown.
What were the Chiefs favored by over the Lions a couple years ago?
7.5, maybe. Yeah, it was about. That's the limit.
Right?
And they won. Detroit won.
Yeah, Detroit fits here. Detroit totally fits to be the team. I still think a team like the Bears with new coach, a lot of buzz, Caleb Williams. We'll see what they do in the draft. I think a team like that, a big market,
okay,
is also just in play because of a lot of those reasons.
I like Washington more.
Okay.
I think Detroit's good for this. I think
you don't
Washington's
care about the
better.
Division part?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, it has it all. Markets, mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels, they're a hot item, Washington, right?
I agree, yes.
So, all right, well, That's the opener. Sunday night. Now, this could be anything.
Wait a minute. Is there a Friday night game overseas?
Oh, is there? Well, that could be anything, too. Are we back in Brazil?
No, I think they're in Spain. It might be Miami, right? Is that what that is? I think it could be. I have to look at this and see. I thought the NFL was playing maybe in Spain that Friday night, but let's just – we could skip that and say maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know. I have to look and see.
But yeah,
I think they're doing
the
that
second.
Again.
I mean, would you agree the second biggest one of these games is the Sunday night game?
Yes.
Not a Friday night.
100%, yes.
The Friday night is more for the international aspect of it. And it was a good – it was Green Bay, Philadelphia. It's a good matchup, good game. Field was terrible last year. You come to expect that. So the Sunday night game is like next to Thursday night. Thursday night has to be the Super Bowl winner. Sunday night, you know, who do you want to see? Are the Bills a candidate? The Bills would be a candidate. The Chiefs would be a candidate.
I think the Bills are a very strong candidate to be a Sunday night game to open the season.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be most likely be a home game and not an away game considering their opponents.
Chiefs, Bengals, Ravens.
Going back to what you asked me the other day about how many of those games would be 1 o'clock Sunday, probably not any of them, maybe one. So one of them maybe goes to the Sunday night primetime slot if you're going to do it for week one.
The road games don't cut it. Houston is the best of the road games, other than, right. I mean, maybe including division, but at least either way, Houston, that's not Sunday night week one. Kansas City could get that slot.
Yes.
Easily. Baltimore could get that slot. You know, then you have to see who they play. Kansas City has Houston, Washington, Baltimore, Detroit on its home schedule. How about that? Some of the Bills and the Chiefs both have, you know, great non-division home schedules. Kansas City comes here, by the way, if you didn't know.
The apparently, what I'm reading here on CBSSports.com, the game in Spain with the Dolphins, the mayor of Madrid recently revealed the game will be played in November. So that is not
okay.
that first week Friday night. I thought they were still going to do one that week Friday night, but I'm not positive on that. But I don't believe the game in Dublin will be that. Could it be possibly the game in Berlin? Could that be the Friday night? That's the Colts, by the way.
Oh, well. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if they are planning on that again. Sunday night. Obviously, you can do anything here. But
I always feel like the Jets or Giants are in the mix here in a primetime game.
Monday.
Yeah, doesn't have to be. The Giants have been a Sunday night game opener a couple times here recently.
But not when they're so bad, right?
Weren't they Sunday night 2 years ago when the Bills were at the Jets Monday night to open the season with Rodgers? I think the night before was Giants Sunday night.
They were in the playoffs before that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Oh, yeah. I forget. I think that's right, though, because it was back-to-back nights.
Yeah, it was the Cowboys. Right. They crushed them.
Dallas crushed the Giants.
Okay. And then the next night, the Bills played in that same stadium.
Okay.
Monday night, and Rodgers got hurt early in the game.
Okay, right. They won anyway.
So, yeah, the Bills could be here. The Bills have been a early season primetime game the last couple of years. I mean, they could still be, obviously.
Last year, week two, Thursday night.
You know who I think is
And week three, Monday night.
I think a sneaky player is the Bengals. For a Sunday night opener.
Go on.
A Sunday night game. The Bengals with Joe Burrow, they just re-signed Ja'Marr Chase. They just re-signed T. Higgins. I think there's a lot expected from them. They have a dynamic offense. I think the Bengals are they could be Bengals at Bills.
Man, I guess. Small markets.
Yeah.
Baltimore, Bengals is good. Two great games last year.
Are you going to put, how about this? I'll ask you this question then. Thinking of the markets. If you go with Washington, Philly Thursday night, wouldn't you want to maybe go a little more west? For Sunday?
I'd love to go west. Sure. Well, the key to this is that we will get it, ultimately. By talking it out like this,
yes.
we will get it. It just takes a minute, you know, to figure out the path, right? We will eventually, of course, get to the right answer for this. I don't know. There's no rules. But I feel like market size matters, quality of the matchup, of course, matters. Kansas City works. Buffalo could work. But I think Kansas City outrates.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
And then it would be, you know, Ravens again, Detroit again, division.
Last year it was Sunday Night Football opener was Rams at Lions.
Yes, overtime.
That's right.
You love your Rams. You want to get the Rams in here, I can tell.
I think the league loves its Rams on primetime when they can.
Who's more interesting right now, the Rams or the Chargers?
Who's more interesting? The Rams.
How big? Like how good of a draw are the Chargers at this time?
They're okay. The draw of the Chargers is just two people. It's Harbaugh and
Herbert.
And Herbert. That's it.
Pretty ugly playoff loss.
Yeah, the draw of the Rams is their coach McVay, their quarterback Stafford, and they got a really good young defense, and they're good, and they came within a possession of beating the Eagles in the playoffs.
How about San Francisco?
San Francisco is, I think there's an expectation of regression from them coming, even though they had it last year. In fact, let's go off that. They weren't as good last year. What are they going to be this year? I don't know if you want to put them right out there, and they become a team that's maybe less attractive in primetime.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think they're in for another year of maybe transition. They had a lot of older players they moved on from. It wasn't just last year. Looks like, it sounds like, I mean, their guys are a year older. What's McCaffrey now? Right? What's Kittle? What's going to happen with their receivers? They traded Debo.
Did you see their win total?
No, let me guess. 8.5.
10.5.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
Respectable.
It is.
That came out today from ESPN Bet.
Well, you have it there. You've seen the Giants then, right?
I saw 4.5.
Okay. I saw someone posted they had 3.5. Like, I've never heard of a win total that low.
Me neither.
Especially in a 17-game season.
That's a must-win season for their coach?
I think so,
and their over-under is 4.5 wins?
Yeah.
How many does he need? 9?
He might need to make the playoffs.
Good luck. No matter Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, Jackson Dart,
And then host a playoff game as a wild card team against a division champion who had a less record.
Are they going to do that? They're not going to.
It's getting voted on next week.
So on the rule stuff, kickoffs and tush push today, is it as good as done when the competition committee recommends it?
No.
It's not.
It's not.
The owners push back against the competition committee?
Sure. It's a recommendation to put it on the table for the competition committee, but there's been plenty of times where rules have been voted down. One of them that has come up a few times is the 4th-and-15 scenario.
The competition committee takes that,
they
recommend it, and the owners don't approve it.
Right.
All right.
And not everybody on the competition committee has to agree. It's just got to be enough people, right?
Is there a vote?
There's a vote. They put it up there. So it doesn't have to be unanimous. And I think I have to look who's on it this year. Sean McDermott is. But every year there's between like 8 to 11 people or something like that. It does change a little bit over the years.
And then the owners vote. And is it 3/4?
I believe so, yeah.
I think that's right.
Yeah. Or 2/3. Might be 3/4. Might be 2/3.
24-8.
To have to take a look at that. But like this year, I just don't think the banning of the tush push is going to happen. That is one. Mike, that was on the table last year. They didn't do it, I believe.
It was recommended?
I think it was. I think it was on the docket. I have to go back and look last year what they voted on. But I just don't see that that's going to happen.
You know, if Washington plays San Francisco, and they don't, so never mind. That would be a fun one. Debo. Like, maybe changing of the guard a little bit.
Okay.
Jaden Daniels, rookie contract, Heisman Trophy, great rookie season. Purdy, is he actually good? Does he get the contract? That'd be an interesting match. But they don't play.
Who is a team that might get a little more primetime love this year than we're used to for whatever reason?
Good question.
I have the AFC standings in front of me.
Denver?
Denver would be a good one.
Are they even interesting, though, anyway?
Are they interesting?
Not really.
I think some people are interested in their quarterback and what he was able to do last year. They have a very fiery personality head coach.
They were in the
interesting
playoffs.
Personality.
That game was not interesting.
No.
To look forward to,
it was,
to watch.
When they scored a touchdown, that was it. Then the Bills came back and beat them pretty badly.
Never scored again
after
that. I don't know. I don't think it's Houston. Some of these teams already get
it's Washington,
plenty of credit.
Who didn't have a lot last year, right? But now they're going to. There's no doubt.
Yeah,
Washington's going to be
I think there. Washington could contend for, like, the max.
Probably right. Anybody in the AFC?
They just don't play San Francisco.
That we don't normally think of for this? Besides Denver? I think Denver's the only team. I think New England gets an uptick.
I guess.
Not a huge uptick.
I guess. They're over-under 7.5. -145 to the over.
But, I mean, I think they have some buzz, right? They have a new coach. They're the New England Patriots. They have Drake May. They're going to – how many primetime games did they have last year? I have to go back and look.
Oh, too many.
Last year, they were on primetime a lot?
If they were on once,
here
it was
we go.
Too many.
Yeah, right. One, a Europe game, and that's it. They had a primetime game in week 3 against the Jets.
Thursday night.
And then it had a Europe game against the Jags in London. That was it?
Right. It was miserable. Both games were
so I'm going to give them 2 this year. I think they'll have 2 primetime
games
this year.
Yeah, I'd say at least. Yeah. Do you like them? I mean, May? Are you a May guy?
I am. I think that the they will finish in second place in the AFC East this year.
Okay. And at eight wins?
Yeah, not a lot. Not challenging the Bills necessarily. Bills still win by 3-4 games, let's say. But I think they win. I think they are the second best team by record in the AFC because I just think the Miami Dolphins are A, on the other side of their arc, and B, I just can't trust them to stay healthy and play games in November and December and be good.
Yeah, Miami, it's almost too easy to sort of, no offense. I mean, it's almost like that's the only season I can imagine.
Yeah.
Where they flash some on offense early and then they hit a wall. Because that's just what has happened here over and over for the Dolphins. I mean, could they – it's hard to imagine them being really good.
Agreed.
And could they be terrible? I mean, maybe it's they're a little too good to be terrible.
So, and then the Jets, I think, have a – the Jets could be terrible.
The Jets could or should be terrible.
And I don't see their ceiling any more than maybe 500.
Yep. Justin Fields and a rookie, I would think.
It's a good question, Mike. I mean, where do you take that rookie? There was a the guys this morning were talking about the commitment they have to Fields, and does that take them out of the quarterback, you know, drafting a quarterback in the first round? I would say I think Fields takes them out of drafting a quarterback in the first round. I don't think it means they're not going to draft a quarterback in the first couple of days.
That's what I think, too. I think they're a pretty easy fit, Milroe or somebody in round two.
This goes back to what I was talking, my cousin asked me, he's a Jets fan, about Kyle McCord a lot. He's like, I'll take him in the second or third round. I think, okay, that's the kind of guy they might want to bring in for a year, sit behind Fields. So Fields is on a 1 year, on a 2 year deal, but it's very easily to get out of after 1 year. So, hey, 1 year, let's see how it goes.
We're going to put him on Monday Night Football in week one.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah.
The Jets.
Let's do.
We're going to put them on. No, we're going to put them on Thursday Night Football in week two.
You think the Bills are, like, a very likely team for a Sunday night game week one?
No.
Okay.
I never do.
Okay.
And they've never gotten that. I mean, they've gotten close. They had the opener at the Rams. I didn't think that was going to happen, and it did.
Yep.
And then week two last year, which is very different, but they were on and three. Weeks two and three there. And four. They were on at night. Baltimore.
Yeah, that's right.
Dolphins, Jacksonville, Baltimore. They were on three of the first four games, but not week one.
And six. They went to the Jets.
And six. That's right. Enough. I'm tired just thinking about it. I'm exhausted waking up the next morning after these night games.
They had so many night games early in the season last year. They had a couple late, but they had a lot early.
Yeah, I mean, is that good or bad?
I don't know.
They got through it.
Yeah. You could always parse it any way you want, right? They got through it. They had a difficult stretch at the end of the year with the teams, but I think the shakiness of the routine of the schedule was a lot different in the early part.
Next segment, we will guess the bye weeks.
What do you think for Monday night here?
Well, I want it to be two games, but it hasn't been. It stopped being two games.
Ooh.
Look, the Monday night's the hardest one. When Darnold was a rookie, they went Jets-Lions, right?
Like, yeah.
And those teams were not good. That was his first NFL start, and they won big, the Jets, I believe, at Detroit. It could be anything. You know, a New York team. I'd love a doubleheader there, though. Maybe we get the Friday night and one Monday, or we get the two Mondays.
That could very well be the case.
Sunday night, I think San Francisco is a better candidate than you do. I think Washington for that opener is great. You like Detroit or Chicago there. We'll get it. We will get it. We have a little bit of. We have another month to talk about this constantly and tweet about it. Every rumor, you know. Hey, people like different things.
This Ireland thing with the Steelers and the Bills still hanging out there is something I'm just really interested in.
Yeah, it is something to think about. We are at. If you're wondering, and we haven't said it in a while, what the noise is. We're at Roswell Park today for the Ride for Roswell kickoff event. Pretty good crowd already. People who are riding this year, volunteers, people just donating. I don't mean to say just all, you know, assembling here for this official kickoff party. The Ride for Roswell this year, June 27th and 28th. And you can find out more, and there's a lot to find out at rideforroswell.org. Bulldog is our team captain. My sister is on the team. We have a WGR team taking part in the ride for Roswell. Bulldog is not here to enjoy this, but he is the captain of the team. He's a good captain. He's a captain type. You know, you draft somebody in hockey, and they tell you he's a captain type. Bulldog is a captain type. Would you agree?
Yes.
You're not going to say no.
Of course.
He is a leader type. He's a captain type.
Everybody needs a player like that on their team.
Yes, everybody needs a Bulldog. 803-0550 if you want to call in. We're expecting a couple of guests from Roswell to stop by. It's busy in here. Mike Schoep with Sal Capaccio. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.